You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is the second hour, and today is a pre-taped live show, and we are taking care of vacations. It's summertime, of course. It's nice and hot, and we hope that you've had a wonderful garden summer already yourself. And we are going to be having a great show. I've got a great interview coming up with Jennifer Hitchcock, and she is the tree consultant and arborist, certified arborist, and she has a lot of great information on assessing your trees for risk. So she'll be coming up. And we are not taking your phone calls today again, so save them up for next week, and we will get right to you. And if you have a question in the meantime, though, you can email me at betterlawns.com, or my website is she-consulting.com. She-consulting.com, that she stands for Sustainable Horticultural Environments. And so we are going to be, this is the month of August, and you can find out what to do in your landscape on betterlawns.com. I have it up, and you'll be able to go through there and see what kind of vegetables you can be planting right now. Cantaloupe, collards, corn, cucumbers, eggplants, lima beans, okra, peppers, and pumpkins, and snap beans, southern peas, squash, tomato, and watermelons. And we have Good Morning Guy. I forgot to say hi to Good Guy.
Good morning.
And we're just doing a pre-tape show today. And Guy, we have John Denver coming up, don't we?
We sure do.
Thank you so much.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Okay, and the dirty word of the day is pinch. And pinch describes a type of pruning that encourages plants to branch out along the stem to become fuller and bushier. When you pinch out a plant, you remove the top of the main stem, forcing the plant to grow two new stems from the leaf nodes below the pinch. Often this is done by using your fingernails to pinch off the newest growth, but scissors, pruning shears, or a knife can also be used. And I use the little small scissors. Plants naturally put their energy into growing tall stems to outcompete their neighbors. If left to their own devices, this results in leggy plants with fewer flowers. Pinching out the stem tips of your young plants will prevent this happening and encourage the buds lower down on the stems to produce side shoots. This creates a stronger and bushier plant with even growth and lots of flowers throughout. It also keeps your plant neat and compact and focuses the growth on new stems rather than height. Some of the most popular flowers that benefit from being pinched are basil, the herbs, sage, rosemary, tarragon, lavender, thyme, and oregano. And flowers, pentas, asters, chrysanthemums, helianum, Russian sage, phlox and sedums, veronica and petunias, dahlias and zinnias, Rudbeckia and calendulas, amaryllis and cosmos. Then we have celosia and impatience, snapdragons, salvias, geraniums, marigolds, and sweet peas. So if your plant is getting really leggy and it blooms and it's a flowering annual or perennial, you can more than likely just pinch the top of it and it will just flush out even more and become a denser plant. And that's important. Sometimes we pinch tomatoes too as well. I forgot to mention that as well. So this is a pre-taped show you're listening to today. And we are going to be taking your phone calls and your messages next week. So you want to make sure that if you have a question and you need it answered right away, go ahead and email me at betterlawns.com. There is a page you can do that on, or you can send it to my website, she-consulting.com. She-consulting.com. And so if you would like to go to our Facebook page and like us, Guy and Lizzie and I and Brooke, we would love for you to do that. And just share the website with all your friends and neighbors and all the new residents coming into Florida. They don't know how to garden. Gardening's so different here, Teresa. And so you can let them know that they can listen in and call in anytime to Better Lawns and Gardens. Go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens. Like it and give us 5 stars and tell your friends. We would love for you to do that. And so so the herbs, I mentioned some herbs there that you pinch out. Other ones are anise that you can be planting right now, basil, bay laurel, chive, dill, and ginger, lemon balm, Mexican tarragon. Of course, all those Spanish and Caribbean and Mexican herbs, they love the heat. And mint, you need to ask Lizzie about the mint. It's going crazy in her yard. Oregano and rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, and thyme. And then, of course, we have our bulb plants, African irises, agapanthus, amaryllis, bulbines, and cannas and crinums. Daylilies and gladiolas can be planted right now. Louisiana iris, society garlic, and my rain lilies are coming up beautifully, and walking irises. And so you can hear all of this. You can go to our website, betterlawns.com, and see what to do in the month of August. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BROOKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Hey neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to qualitygreenspecialist.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and crepe myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
You're listening to A Best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Gardens, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is a gardening show. We are doing a pre-taped live show today, and so we're not taking your gardening questions or text messages. We'll be back next week for more, and if you have a message you would like to send me, you can go to betterlawns.com, and we can do that. I will tell you that when I first started teaching Florida-friendly landscaping, I began at the Orange County Extension Agency, and I worked Orange Lake and Seminole County. And I was always inspired and always appreciated the mentorship and the fellowship of all the extension agents and how much knowledge they had. One of those that I worked with was Jennifer Hitchcock, and she was the extension agent in Orange County, and great times. Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Teresa. It's great to hear a lovely voice again.
Thank you so much. We had a lot of fun, and we learned a lot, didn't we?
It was really good times. When I think about it, I was such a baby. And so you definitely were one, I think, remember late at night consulting at times.
I understand that. So how did your University of Florida IFAS County Extension agent position help you create your tree consulting company?
Yeah, well, developing, you know, communication and just teaching in general allowed me to be a better listener and just really understand kind of what people need. And, you know, we call it customer service, right, today?
Right.
And, you know, just, you know, in my day-to-day as a consultant, I'm doing more of the education with clients together as they're asking for more of that expert type of information that they're looking for.
And so you are a certified arborist and then also a certified tree risk assessment arborist. So tell us what those classify. What makes you, what did you do to earn those?
Yeah, so we believe, and we have our national organization, the International Society of Arboriculture, if you want to call ISA, is very typical. If you hear that ISA certified, that's what it, where it comes from. And it's been around, I want to think of like 15 years now. Don't quote me on that. I've been an arborist 15 years, so maybe if you talk to some of the original ones, maybe 20 years now. So it's just a starting point. When you become a certified arborist, you take that initial exam. You have to have some experience before you obviously take it. And then there's other qualifications like tree risk assessment and a new one coming out called pruning prescription.
Wow, that's a great certification, the pruning one. I see such bad pruning these days. Oh, that's important. And so here in Florida, though, we have hurricanes, and it's created a boom industry for tree trimmers in Florida. And so what is the difference between a tree trimmer and a certified arborist?
Yeah, so it's really people that have taken interest, maybe have learned at a different level through people's experience over the years. And I would say there's more tree trimmers than certified arborists. We hope to change that as time goes on and encourage people to learn and be safe. And so being a certified arborist just really allows someone to distinguish themselves between the expert having experience and gaining that more of kind of book smart, if you call it, with some of the details with tree biology and tree cabling, some other things that they do more nationwide.
And it also, too, they have a little bit more knowledge where they do the correct best management practices, but also that they use like sterile tools and they know exactly where to cut the tree rather than just chopping off, right?
Definitely. There is a section on plant health care and diseases and insects, identifying trees. Knowing what kind of tree you have is really important. And so a lot of different problems come associated with that type of tree.
So I know that most people think that when a tree is declining, that there's only two options. You let it die and then you cut it down, or you cut it down right away. Is there only two options?
No, definitely not. There are so many advances now in arboriculture, including treatments that we can do. The first step for me is really to evaluate the tree and to understand if there is something that can be needed. And I'm hoping that as more people spend time, whether certified arborist working for a tree company, you know, and as people are changing their model and spending more time on site with people, or you can hire an independent consultant like myself, where we can really see where you're at. There are trees that may not live long, but it may not be something that you have to do immediately. Maybe you do have a little bit of time.
Right. And so what kind of services do you provide homeowners? You said the tree risk assessment. What else can you do?
Yeah, so we start with the tree risk assessment. We do a level two, which is really important to know because there is a difference. Level one is just a ground visual. Level two is ground visual with different arborist tools, like a forestry mallet helps with the sound of decay. Level three is when I can get in the tree and have some other extensive tools that you can even put a monitor and see kind of a scan, or it looks like an EKG when it comes to having any kind of decay. So we offer treatments. We do tree inventories. We do root cultivations for trees that may be buried. And, you know, we do a lot of palm prevention, which is really important since a lot of those diseases can't be cured once it has it.
Right. And that's very important because we've been losing a lot of palms over the last decade. What are you seeing with palm trees right now?
Yeah, so we still have a pretty big heavy infestation of lethal bronzing. And so I first saw it actually in Orlando closer to Kissimmee, like 192. And everyone kind of knows that area because it's right along I-4. And I almost saw it like kind of gradually making its way closer to the city. And then by the time I had a client even this year up in Lake Mary. And so we have more kind of a population of palm people planting in the Dr. Phillips and Windermere area. But any palm now, if you have a phoenix species, really needs to be protected.
And so hiring a certified arborist to take care of your trees, that's important because they help to keep from spreading the disease?
Yeah, well, so yes and no. I mean, usually I tell people if you have it, you need to have a program. If you have a certified arborist with some good, maybe more of a tree doctor background with diseases and can implement a treatment program, that would be ideal to take care of all of the tree needs. What I found and what's happened for me is that I realized there was kind of a gap in that service, and we just focus on plant health care as a tree doctor.
That's important. So a tree doctor, I love that. And so what kind of fertilizing do most trees need?
Sure. So they have different needs at different times, and certain trees would benefit from other trees, like magnolias. They really respond well, ligustrum, things like that. And so we have different formulations. We include some microbes and soil amendments in our liquid fertilization, and we hope it, you know, to look at slow release anytime. But our fall formulation is definitely more catered to the root system.
And that's important in Florida because of our soil, right? I mean, we call it soil, but it's sandy soil, right? And it doesn't, what's wrong with our sand?
What's wrong with our sand? Let me count by ways. No, I'm kidding. For all those gardeners out there adding organic matter. So Yeah, so where you live is so important. And so some of the problems I've been seeing from last year's Hurricane Ian is just the fact that, you know, it went through wind, obviously, and then we had flooding in different parts of, you know, Vito and area, low areas stayed flood with flooding waters longer. And if it's about a month or so for trees, we actually see problems about now. And that's kind of what I'm dealing with. And so
that's what you're getting calls on right
soils,
now.
We're kind of all over the soils here for us, but yeah. So we try to think always soil biology and increasing, and even for trees. And yeah, I think it's great. I don't fertilize all the trees, but I definitely, when I want to help a tree, we can, you know, jump in and kind of turn it around.
Right. And so so what are some of the reasons, Jennifer, that a homeowner should be concerned about the tree? What should they go out and look at and say, if they see this, then they need to call someone?
Yeah. So for me, the easiest way, when we think of a tree, just in sections for health, we look at the root system, making sure there's root flare all the way around, exposed, it's seen, just like if you're drawing a tree on paper, when you get to the soil line, I can't even do it straight, but it's not a telephone pole. It's that nice rounded root flare. So I'm always looking for that. No injuries on trunk. And really for older trees, I'm looking for decline in the top center. It's the farthest away that it has to get water and supports the tree. And when I see decline, or even if it's a large tree that's running out of root space, I'll see that decline, and there's some strategy that we can do to help it.
Right.
So yeah, kind of look at it overall. Those three areas is kind of good to start with.
Okay. And so so here's one that I've had happen a couple of times. What if a tree is hanging over your client's property, but it's planted on the neighbor's side? What if they've got concerns about it? What should they do?
Bake a cake, maybe? No, I'm just kidding.
Take it over to the neighbor?
It's tricky because usually someone will, you know, it just depends where you are in terms of your neighbor. But really to do a good in-depth, when we talked about that level two risk assessment, we are wanting to get up close to the tree. And if we can't, we don't have permission, then I really can't do a good risk assessment.
Right.
You know, I can say, okay, maybe it's entirely dead and that's obvious, but I still have to get up, measure it, and understand the species. And so I say, you know, we always kind of maybe go in half with someone. That's always encouraging for the other neighbor.
Right.
But if not, I can write a risk assessment with permission, and then that person that's concerned would notify on their behalf and their own mailing the actual risk assessment report.
Wonderful, Jennifer. That's, you would just be a great mediation person there. So what is a good website for homeowners across the country? We've only got a minute. What is a good website for people to go to, and tell them your website and your contact information, please, Jennifer?
Thank you. My phone number to reach to call to 407-476-9444. And our name and website is OrlandoTreeConsulting.com.
There you go. And they can find you on the International Association of Society of Arborists right there, too, on that, too. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate it. That's Orlando Tree Consultant Jennifer Hitchcock, OrlandoTreeConsulting.com. We'll be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about us, betterlawns.com, and we're here every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and you can hear us on WFLA Orlando, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just you can just Google Teresa Watkins Podcast or Better Lawns and Gardens, and you'll find us everywhere. Right, Guy?
Yep.
And so I wanted to get this email from Carol from Jacksonville. I wanted to answer her. She said, what are your favorite no-care plants for the landscape? And so, Carol, that's a great question because all of my designs are low maintenance. Now, the important word there is low maintenance, not no maintenance, because there is no such creature as a no maintenance landscape. Okay, so low maintenance is where if you do have to do anything, it's once or twice a year, usually in the springtime and in the fall. So these are my favorite no-care plants that are really easy, and they grow in most of the state of Florida, all of them. So they're wonderful. So my very first one is Lamandra longifolia breeze. And this is a lovely grass that is very, very elegant, and it has beautiful flowers in the fall that look like feathers, like a flag kind of waving, not the feathers like the muley grass, but a flag. And so the just golden brown, very elegant, no pest problems, takes full sun, needs only rainfall after establishment, and you don't cut it back. And it's just beautiful. Lamandra longifolia breeze. Now, my next one is Macanthus adagio. And Macanthus adagio has a different color of green leaves, but it is too just wonderful, nice and bright. And it has little golden, creamy flowers in it. And again, no pest problems, full sun. Just regular watering with the rainfall once established and wonderful. With the past few weeks of really great rain that we've been getting, my rain lilies are another one of my favorite flowers. These are bulbs that come up 3 days. They flower 3 to 4 days after a rainstorm. And to me, they are just beautiful. They look like little tulips or crocuses. The yellow ones look like yellow crocuses in the summertime, and they just don't have a pest problem. They have very nice green leaves, kind of like liriope, and they look beautiful in mass plantings, and I just love them because they pop up, and I go, oh, those are the rain lilies. Oh, yes, it rained, and they are just a wonderful surprise in your garden. I love them. Caladiums are another one of my favorite bulbs, and they grow for about 9 months out of the year from about March through, you know, August, September, October, depending on the variety and where you are in the state. And caladiums are a beautiful, colorful bulb flowering for the shade. Now, yes, I said flowering because they do send up a spathe. And it is a flower, but in the shade, they are gorgeous and add lots of color and can brighten up any little dark corner. So I love those. Drift roses. If you don't think you can grow roses in Florida, you haven't tried drift roses. Drift roses are beautiful, blooms year-round in colors of red, white, popcorn, kind of a peachy apricot color, and they I have no pest problems or very few little disease issues. Maybe once in a blue moon, but not a lot, not like your regular hybrid tea roses. And they bloom all year. Like I said, you don't have to deadhead them and no insect issues. And they look great coming up a walkway or a pathway or in mass plantings around your mailbox. Very good choice if you don't know how to take care of roses or you don't want a lot of maintenance. Get drift roses. They are beautiful. They get to be about 2 feet tall and 2.5 feet wide. And that's as tall as they get. They're beautiful. Another one of my favorites is Hollywood hibiscus. This is a new variety of hibiscus that's on the market from our good friends at J. Berry Nursery in Texas. And Hollywood hibiscus have very vibrant colors. They really are the stars of the garden, and they only get to be 3 feet tall with masses of blooms. And so hibiscus that we do have get to be 6, 7, 8 feet, 9 feet tall if you don't cut them back. These Hollywood hibiscuses only get to be 3 feet tall with striking blooms on them during the spring and summer. They do a wonderful job. You can go into hollywoodhibiscus.com and see all the different colors, and it's just wonderful choice for your garden, especially if you like low maintenance and don't want to be cutting hibiscus in the middle of the year. So they're a great choice. Whirling butterflies is another one of my favorite. Lovely butterflies are attracted to them. They kind of look like little whirling butterflies in the air when the wind blows. You can get them in colors of pink and white, and then there is a really dark, dark, dark pink. And it's called Gara lindenheimeri, and they are a great choice for a butterfly garden or a pathway garden area. And around the mailbox, again, all those little areas that you'd like to just showcase, they wave in the wind and just add motion to your garden. So they're a wonderful choice. And then another one of my favorites is lantana. And there are so many new varieties coming out that are sterile. They're not invasive. And they do lovely in your garden, taking the full sun. They attract butterflies. They don't need a lot of water. And they get to be 3 to 4 feet wide in colors ranging from purple to deep russet orange and deep reds and yellows and hot pinks. There's one called confetti that is just a pastel colored one that is just wonderful in the landscape, in just as a ground cover or in a container, one of those containers that you want to showcase, and they have, you want to put something that hangs down. Lantana is a great choice for those. So Carol from Jacksonville, thank you for sending the question. What is your favorite no-care plants for the landscape? That's it. And I have a lot more. So we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens Saturday morning. You're listening to us here. And I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
You're listening to A Best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for being with us today. This is a special pre-taped show, and we will be back live with more of your gardening questions and text messages next week. And so I wanted to, this is the end of the summer. We're getting into the dog days of summertime, and we're seeing a lot of disease issues because this is Florida. And in Florida, you have the heat, you have the humidity, and you have the disease and the plants that are susceptible to the disease. So it's something that we see frequently. And I will tell you, I'm going to go through these lawn diseases that we are seeing and how you can recognize them. But then at the end, I'll give you some solutions on how not to get the diseases. So you want to, stay tuned and listen in on that. So for lawn diseases, you know, I have people say, well, you know, what insect's eating this or what disease is this? And it's neither or. So you want to make sure that you are diagnosing it correctly before you put down any kind of treatment on your lawn. That's very important to get it diagnosed first. And the University of Florida has some great websites that you can go to that will give you the disease symptoms and the cause of it. And it kind of just isolates it for you. And I will be posting those links on the Facebook page today after the show. So you can go on and see what, you know, if your turf looks like this and what to do about it. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But if you have distinct patches on your grass that are less than 3 inches in diameter, then if it's light tan to straw colored centers, and it's, you know, doesn't matter what kind of grass it is, it's tan to straw colored centers of leaf spots, then that's dollar spot. Okay. And dollar spot is a disease that is caused by excessive watering, humidity, and different types of shock treatments. If it is on seashore pest balum, which is a grass that takes alkaline soils very well and salt water real well, you see it on the coast a lot. If you see chocolate to dark brown patches with brown colored centers present, it's microdochium patch. And that's in those treatments too. I'll give it the end. Patch areas, if they're greater than 3 inches diameter and there's no leaf spot lesions present, then the affected areas are distinct circular patches as big as several feet across. This has taken up a pretty huge chunk of your lawn, and it is a circular patch that is dying. And if you go down to the center of the grass and you pull on it, and that leaf pulls out of the leaf sheath very easily, the patches may have distinct yellow to orange borders, then that's called large patch. If you have affected areas that are irregular patches of 8 to 24 inches in diameter or larger with a mixture of yellow and dead grass throughout the patch, but the roots are short and black, and the stolons may be rotted as well, it's called take all root rot. Take all root rot. If you have rings or arcs larger than 15 inches across that repels water, and you may see mushrooms, that's a hydrophobic fairy ring. Hydrophobic fairy ring. If the rings are less than 15 inches in diameter, but they've got the narrow consistent width, it does not repel water, or it's on closely mown Bermuda grass, then this could be the symptoms of Rhizoctonia leaf and sheath spot. If you go down and you put your fingers and pull on the leaves and you have orange spots or blisters and that orange color rubs off easily, then that is rust. Really easy to diagnose. But if you have orange spots not present on the leaves, just leaf spots, primarily on Bermuda grass and zoysia grass, and they have a different wide range of sizes, then it could be either bipolar leaf blotch, which is also known as Helminthosporium leaf spot. Now, if you have St. Augustine grass in the summertime and you have leaf spots that are oval to irregular with brown borders and tan to gray centers, then that's called gray leaf spot. And then primarily on St. Augustine in early spring and summer, you have narrow dark purple leaf spots initially that become oblong and irregular spots with dark tan centers with brown borders, that's Cercospora leaf spot. Now, if you see these, once you have the disease, there is no cure for it. That's the sad news. The good news is you can prevent it. And how can you prevent it? From not watering at nighttime where your grass stays wet longer than 5 hours. You want to water when the grass is used to getting dew, which is any time between 3:30, 4 o'clock, and 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay? That way the grass dries off, and it's less susceptible to insects and disease issues. You don't want to overwater. Okay, that is the main problem in Florida. We get 50 to 55 inches of rain a year. And last year, Seminole County got 68 inches of rain. Thank you, Hurricane Ian. And so that is a lot of water. So during the summertime and in the first part of fall, September and October, there is very little need to put water on your landscape at all. You won't get fungus issues if you don't overwater. So, I mean, when we see fungus, just think water. Water's the issue. Now, sometimes we can't help it. We get rain in the summertime, and the rain doesn't always come when the grass has just dew on it. It comes at all times of the day and overnight, so we can get affected by it. But if you overwater, that's just going to acerbate it. So those are disease issues. I will be posting links that will have pictures that you can go look at from the University of Florida. Your extension offices can identify it for you and help you put into a schedule, your lawn schedule, that helps you not get these disease issues. If you do know that you get them every year and you're not overwatering, it's just the rainfall that you're just going to be susceptible to it, you can put down fungicide before you get the disease, and that will prevent it. So that's when you use the fungicide, before you get the disease or fungus issue. And that will be, you know, that will be best management practices for you. So we want you to check out our Facebook page and like us. And that'll be wonderful for us to do. You can go to betterlawns.com and you can see more about my 50 Shades of Green Ireland tour. And then also to what to do in the month of August and my design articles there for you as well. You can hear us on WFLA Orlando Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday. And I just want to take this time to thank our guest today, Dana Venrick, who is the owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand, 335 West Michigan Street. And you can go to their website, qualitygreenspecialist.com, qualitygreenspecialist.com, and you can find out more information about what they have for a great nursery for trees, fruit trees, vegetables, and all kinds of orchids. They have a wonderful nursery. You should check them out and tell them you listen to him on Better Lawns and Gardens, and that would be great. I want to say thank you to Jennifer Hitchcock. She is a certified tree arborist and certified tree risk assessment agent and consultant for OrlandoTreeConsulting.com, OrlandoTreeConsulting.com, and you will be able to get a hold of her. She comes out. She does a great job of letting you know what's wrong with your tree and how to keep it living longer. That's the important part. She has the tools that she can examine the tree very well. Stethoscope to her ears, and she can just listen to that tree heartbeat, and she can give you solutions to keep that tree living longer or give you the news that you need to hear and help your tree survive or take down. It's just a good second opinion if you'd like to know. If you have a tree trimmer coming by and say the tree needs to come out, give Jennifer a call and she'll be able to help you and say, yes, it does. Or no, we've got solutions for that. So I really do appreciate it. Guy, thank you so much for being here today. I certainly enjoy working with you.
It's no problem. You're always a pleasure to hang out with.
Thank you so much, Guy. And we hope you have a wonderful summer. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens next week. And we'll be taking your phone calls and text messages then. If not, you can go to betterlawns.com. and send it right away, and I will get it. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of mosquito bits and mosquito dunks and year-round organic oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088.